Welcome back. Midday Show on a Tri-Day Friday, live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Monday night, join Broads here live at 6 p.m. for a special Home Run Derby broadcast brought to you by Budweiser with giveaways all night. Well, Hugh, I was going to save this for a little later, but now that we mentioned the Home Run Derby Monday night and Broads going to be doing a special show. Hugh, did you see this idea that Bryce Harper has?
What's that?
So, according to Buster Only, Bryce Harper, this is a tweet he put up. Bryce Harper has a fun idea for the Home Run Derby. When the gold balls are brought into play, let the hitter swing aluminum bats. That would be a show, and you might see balls leave Citizens Bank Park. If Schwarber and Harper, and probably Junior Caminero, were allowed to swing aluminum bats, I think they could hit it out of the stadium.
So he wants to have aluminum bats?
For the gold balls, when they use the gold balls.
I mean, I guess.
You're not into it?
No. I just think the idea, you know, I just think it's kind of a crazy idea to try to change something that has been the same.
Well,
I know he's trying to bring some excitement to the game, but nah.
I mean, it's a home run. They've
made changes, like, pretty recently.
Well, they actually just changed it
this year.
They changed
it back this year.
You mean, like, right? You're talking about a couple days before the All-Star game?
Well, no, I mean, whenever they announced it a month ago.
That's what I'm saying.
Here's what they changed. So now it's going to be 20 swings. The last few years it was timed, like you had 2 or 3 minutes to get as many swings as possible in home runs. Now it's going to be 20 swings. And then instead of it just being a bracket, right, where in theory the best two hitters could go against each other in the first round and then only one moves on. Now it's just the top four guys move on, and then we do a bracket to the final four.
Okay, I mean, I hear you. I just feel like, because in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, you're trying to make changes a few days before the All-Star game.
I mean, it's the Home Run Derby, though. It's just fun.
I mean, I hear you.
We have a Home Run Derby truther over here, Hugh Douglas.
definitely a wet blanket.
Definitely not a Home Run Derby truther. Definitely not a baseball historian.
You're a pure. You know, you're a Home Run Derby purist.
I am not that.
Well, I mean, we're trying to make this more fun, and you're like, eh.
I am not that.
You know, they had the virtual Home Run Derby. I think it's at, is it at the stadium? I saw Buzz posted it.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the video of Buzz swinging the bat yesterday? Yeah.
Oh, is that when he was getting in a little outfit or something? I saw a little blur.
We got to get Hugh there.
I ain't doing that.
We might have to virtual. Just cut that audio. Buzz was getting in the little outfit. What are you talking about?
I thought I saw something where he was putting something on.
Was he scantily clad?
Oh, see, now
this is a family show.
You're just taking it way too far.
This is a family show.
Just took it way too far.
And that is an awful visual, if I'm being honest.
I no, played with guys.
Why y'all trying to get me to swing in the home run, virtual home run derby? I don't want to do that.
It'd be fun. Why not?
Because y'all going to try to make the laugh at me. I've been working on my swing.
You're the one that says you can be a Major League Baseball DH.
I've been working on my swing. I can. I've been working on my swing.
Oh, sure.
You don't want to be at the stadium swinging around?
No. No, I don't.
215-592-9494. That's how you hop board. All right, the best pitch we hear today for Tri-Day Friday, your pitch to LeBron James. Again, we have intel. He's listening right now on the Odyssey app, wherever he is in the world. Your pitch to LeBron James, the best one we hear today, wins a pair of tickets to tonight's HBCU Swingman Classic. All right, before we go back to the phone lines, let's hear from a couple people who know LeBron and certainly know about his free agency here. First, let's start with Jaylen Brown. And he was with a streamer.
Yes.
Named iShowSpeed, which
you
I don't
just
know
sounded like
that,
such an old guy there.
I don't know what
that is. iShowSpeed.
A streamer?
He's a
streamer is.
He's a YouTuber.
Okay. Whatever the hell he is. His name is Darren Watkins Jr. I'm not calling the guy iShowSpeed for this guy.
Wow, the disrespect.
iShowSpeed is not a name. It's not a name. Anyway, here's Jaylen Brown with a streamer named Darren Watkins Jr.
With LeBron. So you got to tell LeBron, you got to pull up, man. Pull up to Philly.
LeBron, pull up to Philly. Think about it. LeBron, Jaylen Brown, PJ 13.
He's gone.
He's gone?
He's gone, bro.
This guy doesn't even know he's on the team. Pull up to Philly. You think that was that a good pitch?
No,
I didn't think so.
It sounds like somebody who has way too much going on to be trying to talk about sports, because he's all over the place. Like
iShowSpeed.
Well, I know he's raced a few people. He's a pretty fast, young cat. He's raced a few cats. I know he went to.
What do you mean he's fast? He runs.
Yeah, he can. He got some wheels.
That's
runner?
Why his name's iShowSpeed.
Yeah, he got wheels.
But I thought he's a streamer. Does he stream?
Well, he does
running?
Both. He does both because he raced the. You're not on YouTube like that or social media, but the guy who used to get up every morning and drink the water out of the blue bottle, he raced him and he dusted me. He dusted him like a couple times. I forgot the running. He used to play running back. He played running back
The blue bottle guy.
Yeah, the blue. He used to wake up in the morning and take the tape. Ashton Hall. Yeah, Ashton Hall. Like, he got, like these streamer cats, they get famous doing stuff like that.
I can't tell if Joe is feigning ignorance on the streaming thing, or like...
Even I know streaming.
I know what streaming is.
What do you
is.
Think I these just, guys do? Well, I guess some of them just stream themselves hanging out, but some of them do stuff, Joe.
I know what streaming is,
well,
obviously. I have no idea what they do that people watch. None.
Well, no, it's not much. Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, why do people watch them?
Well, I don't.
Well, I know you don't. I'm sure. I get it a little more now. I said he ran against someone else. Maybe that I'll watch that anyway. Whatever the guy's name is,
I don't know you. I think Joe watches streams. He's going through a lot of effort to separate himself from streaming culture.
No, this isn't the first time. It was Janky Rondo.
Yep.
Yeah. Again, I don't understand this world. I just know when we see the clips and we have to play them. That's what I pay attention to. Anyway,
we do have to play them.
We have to play them. Our world is colliding with their world more and more, right? First it was the A.J. Brown with Janky Rondo. Now it's Jaylen Brown with I Show Speed, whatever that means. And now I'm sure there'll be more coming up here. All right, we also had this here. Rich Paul with Max Kellerman, their latest podcast. And this almost felt like Rich Paul explaining the pitch he's giving to LeBron about the Sixers. Let's take a listen.
If there is a draw from the Philadelphia 76ers, of course, it starts with Tyrese Maxey. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Why? Not just because I represent both players, but, you know, representation aside, when you look at a guy like Tyrese Maxey, what do you see? You see, I've never seen a guy play 48 minutes smiling. The man don't frown. He's never not smiled. That's number one. His energy, if you talk to people around the organization, since he's now the face of that organization, it's changed. You know, he's a hard worker. Obviously, both of those guys work out in L.A. In summer times, we've seen clips of that. You know he wants to win. You know he's going to come to play every night. And so that's a positive for sure. But, if that is somewhere that you're inquiring about, of course, it has to start there, but that's not the only thing. You also have to talk about Joel, and you have to think about, hey, they just got Jaylen and Coach Nurse. There's a lot of things to evaluate on every team that's being considered.
A couple of things stood out from the way Rich. I mean, I know Rich Paul has Tyrese Maxey as his client, right? So that's going to be like the lead of his conversation. Who do you think the biggest draw on the team is if you're LeBron, Hugh? Like, which player is the one? Like, I'll just say it like this. If he's thinking about the Heat, it's Giannis, right? Obviously. Mm-hmm. He's thinking about going back to Cleveland. It's Donovan Mitchell. That's their best player.
You're talking about the biggest draw for you here
in
Philadelphia.
Right, like Philadelphia. When LeBron's actually
sitting down. I would probably
think
Jaylen Brown.
I would think so, too.
Because Jaylen's the one that when you talk about – you know, Spike says this all the time. Can Maxey carry a team? Maxey's a hell of a player. But – we've seen times where, especially last year, where Maxey forces shots. You know, he gets a little tired, which is expected because he played a lot of basketball this year. And he has nights where, you know, if Joel Embiid's on the floor, he kind of, I don't want to say disappears, but he doesn't step up.
Well,
right?
He disappears at times, yeah.
Okay. But so Jaylen Brown's that guy. You're taking a lot of the pressure off of Maxey and allowing Maxey to kind of grow. Not saying that Maxey can't be that guy, but when you talk about somebody to build a team around and somebody that can carry a team, I don't think a lot of people feel like Maxey's that guy. He's a hell of a player, but he's not that guy.
Well, I tend to agree with you. I mean, do you think if Tyrese Maxey was the best player on an NBA team, they'd win 56 games? Because that was Jaylen Brown last year. He was the best player on a 56-win team.
What'd you say?
If put Maxey in Boston – or just, you know, the kind of
you're talking
idea.
About if would he be able to do what Jaylen did?
That's what I mean. Like,
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. As much as I like Maxey and he's an excellent player, I don't think he's the best. He could be the best player on a 55-60 win NBA team. I don't think that. That's why I think Jaylen Brown is the draw, right? Because if the Sixers didn't have Jaylen Brown, do you think LeBron would be considering them? Let's be honest. I mean, Rich Paul's leading with Tyrese Maxey. Tyrese Maxey was here 2 weeks ago. I didn't hear any LeBron Sixers stuff 2 weeks ago. When did we start hearing this? When Jaylen Brown got here? That's the draw. So that I just thought that was interesting. 215-592-9494. All right, your pitch to LeBron, and do you think they need him? Tori is up on WIP. Tori?
Tori's coming up. Hello?
Hello, Tori.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Tori. What's up?
Oh, not much. I do want to say, first things first, long-time fan, first-time caller.
Well, we appreciate you listening.
Absolutely. So I'm calling in with a LeBron pitch here in hopes of getting some tickets to the Swingman Classic tonight.
All right. So what's your pitch, Tori? What are you thinking?
Lock in, Hugh.
All right, LeBron, since allegedly you're listening on the Odyssey app, which is what I
know,
use
know
well,
he's listening.
Wherever
we,
you
for
are.
Fact. We know for a fact he's listening. Go ahead, Tori.
Confirmed. LeBron, here you go. You have to come to Philadelphia. And this is coming from a lifelong Philly sports fan who lived in New York through a Knicks championship. They beat my team in four games, and you know what? I still had fun with all of my friends who were born and bred New Yorkers. If you want to officially put a cherry on top of this monster Sunday that is a career you have, LeBron, it's time to bring Philadelphia its first NBA championship since 83. It's just time. We got to do it. I'm a baseball girly, but I know for a fact that you would make a difference to this team. And now with JB here, it's kind of undeniable. So, you know, you guys with essentially a 2K my team, for lack of a better term, that's the best way to go out of a career, I think. And I will part with this, which I know we said potentially song was optional, and I'm going to go for it. LeBron, you were born to breathe this Philadelphia freedom. From the minute you were born to wave the flag. Love you, Tor- LeBron. Welcome home. Welcome to Philadelphia, big dog. Hell yeah. Thank you, guys.
Tori, good job. Awesome. We appreciate it. That was awesome. And so much better than Hugh Douglas's. Yeah. Tori, yep. I mean, that you cleared Hugh by a mile.
I've been listening in the car since then. I tried the best I could.
Great.
You did
That's
a good job.
Job.
You did but a you weren't better job. Than me.
Oh, my God.
You definitely weren't better than me, but he did a great job.
Hugh, dude, the bar was below the floor.
No, you know what?
I ain't thinking about none of y'all.
We're going to get him here.
Y'all, you didn't do better than
Tori,
me, Tori.
Great job.
Great job, Tori.
Tori,
did do better
you are in the, definitely in the mix for the tickets. Great
I would
job,
say,
Tori.
I would say in the lead.
That's a leader in the club.
Better, no, it's
better,
not.
Well, they sang better
First
than
all,
David
you
did.
You can't even get the tickets. You're on the show.
Okay,
Enough.
Fine.
Okay.
All right,
you wouldn't get them anyway.
Your pitch stunk.
I was caught off guard.
Caught off guard.
I wasn't prepared.
Okay,
that's
just,
no excuse.
Yeah,
just
to bring everyone.
Yeah, we do talk about these things before we go on the air.
What are you talking about? Nobody right. asked me what my pitch would be.
Exactly.
Well, but if we're doing a tri-day and
I was still distraught about the fact we didn't do Hugh's clues. I think we should have closed the week out.
So this was
defiance by Hugh.
Maybe.
Yep.
Okay. A little bit.
Well, this is now a filibuster, so we forget how bad his pitch was. He wants us to think it's about him shrugging his shoulders or crossing his arms.
I don't care.
It was about the pitch being record level bad.
It wasn't that bad. I didn't get a chance to work.
You crossed and folded his arms and said,
I'm not doing it. It is what it is. It's what it is. All right, 215-592-9494. Do the Sixers need LeBron James? Yes or no? But, you know, we usually wait till the end of the show. Here, let's do an early check-in with our Twitter poll question today. Wonder where people are. Do the Sixers need LeBron James? Sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Hugh, where do you think the early votes are on this one? Do the Sixers need LeBron?
I would say 53% no.
You almost nailed the percentages perfectly. It's 54% yes.
Oh, wow.
54% yes. I mean, at least half the people, or more than half, are using their heads today.
Yeah, it's kind of tight, though.
Well,
They kind of feel like me. That whole need thing kind of probably threw them off a little bit.
Well, it's a hater thing to say.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's just, well, you're just being stubborn, I mean, if we're being honest about this. I mean, that's what's going on here. Let's talk to Jared in Charlotte, who's up on WIP. Jared, what's up, pal?
Good morning, guys. Happy
Good morning,
weekend
Jared.
For you guys.
How are you today, pal?
Because I'm doing well. I'm going to talk nice and slow so people can understand me today.
Okay.
I'm not going to be fast. I wanted to ask you a question, if possible, because I think that will help us and help all the fans in Philadelphia. to you. In 1995, when you were Defensive Rookie of the Year, for some reason, Rich Kotite decided to only start you 3 games. And after the third game, you had 3 sacks in 1 game in a win. What did you think the next week when you weren't penciled in number one on the depth chart?
What did I think? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, you take yourself back to 1995.
You're talking about my first year. We played the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I had 3 sacks in that game. Donald was hurt.
Yeah. It was your big coming out party and a win, which
was
rare that year.
But Donald was hurt.
Was 1-2.
Yeah, but Donald was hurt. Donald Evans was the starter.
Oh, so he came back?
He was hurt, and he came back. And the rule was, if I'm not mistaken, because that 95, that was a long-ass time ago, you don't lose your job to injury. But eventually I became the starter as the season progressed. But I think Donald got banged up the week before.
Deep down, did you know you were better than Donald, though?
Well,
deep down.
I mean, I was a first-round draft pick.
Yeah, I know.
Donald wasn't.
I know you were better than Donald.
But I had a lot of respect for Donald. Donald gave me something that I cherish to this day. And y'all might call it frugal, but that was the one thing that Donald always said, hey, man, save your money.
Well, he taught you to be cheap.
He taught me to be frugal, and he taught me to – I remember we were sitting in the meeting. He said, max out your 401K. Mm-hmm. And that's why when August rolled around –
That's why you haven't peaked it in 30 years?
And when August rolled around and I open up that envelope, and I look at that 401k, it's going to be a decision. August 23rd is decision day at WIP.
What do you mean envelope?
Isn't it
electronic?
I'm going to get it like a printout. I'm just saying, it's going to be like
what
a printout. It's going to be a printout. I'm going to look at that 401k, and it's going to be a decision that's going to be made that day on a Wednesday. It might be on a Wednesday. I don't know when it's going to be.
You know what?
But it's going to be a decision on whether I'm coming to work
Hold
Thursday.
Hold on. We got to make this a whole show thing, all right? So Hugh's going to print out his 401k.
Yeah, I'm going to see what it looks like. I'm going to see what that thing looks like.
He's going to unveil at 150
what it look like.
If he's retiring or not, if he's leaving.
I'm going to look at that 401k.
The new decision, Hugh Douglas.
It's going to be decision
his
day.
Money.
Matter of fact, let me see what August 23rd, what day that is.
Okay, Jared, we're sorry. He didn't answer your question.
That's a Sunday.
I did. Oh, so it's on a Sunday. Oh, I ain't coming to work if it's chunky.
No, you have
chunky.
To wait. You have to wait till Monday to open the envelope.
Yeah, you got
to
at least give us Monday.
It's a bit
for the
now.
Bigger
you,
appeal.
You can't do it on your own.
Hey, oh, okay. If I open it up Monday and it's chunky, I'm walking out.
You know, listen. I want you to have as much money as you've earned. But how funny would it be, everyone, if he opens it up and he looks white as a ghost, like he goes pale on us because it's not the money he thinks it is. It's just not
out.
What he thinks.
No, but how did I feel? I didn't feel any kind of way. I wasn't upset. It wasn't like I felt like I deserved to be the starter because, to be honest, I started like 3 games into the season, I started to feel a little pressure.
Yeah.
Because they were like, hey, you know, we drafted this kid from a small school. And
bust!
He hasn't gotten a sack. You know how it is. I was getting a little tight, right? I was getting a little tight around
the
these
newspapers
parts.
Were ripping him, Jared.
They don't know who he is.
Jared, did that answer your question?
Well, yeah, but you also had faith and perseverance that your time will come. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, that's why I wasn't tripping. Yeah, I wasn't upset or anything. No, I wasn't. I definitely wasn't upset.
Look, so this is my message to everyone in Philadelphia. Relax. Don't flip out in 10 minutes on Monday, on Wednesday, that LeBron didn't sign anywhere. Have faith in yourself. Have faith in the process. You know, we love the process. This could be the final conclusion to the process. So LeBron may sign in a month, so you can't flip out in 10 minutes when it's not done. And for my little pitch, may I give my pitch now?
Yes, of course. Let's hear it, Jared.
This is my pitch. What does a king love more than anything on the planet? They love devotion, correct? So
yes.
We need everyone in the city to chip in, okay? What we need to do is, first of all, we need to get that Declaration of Independence and rip that up. Because that doesn't jive with kings. That's number one. We have to get rid of that. That guy on top of City Hall has to be swapped out with a guy on a throne, you know, with a basketball in his hand. And Broad Street has to be called King James Way. And if we do that and we tell him we'll bring AD, I guarantee you, he will be here by August 8th.
Jared, that's a darn good pitch. Jared, great phone call. Have a great weekend. I mean, the idea of us ripping the Declaration of Independence in half because we now bow down to another king.
We shouldn't do that.
Well,
yeah, that's a lot.
Again, we're trying to get the player. Are we
I'm not.
Not.
Well, I'm
that's
not.
A lot.
Well,
that's
I am.
A, now you took it too
now,
far.
I'm not saying I'm going to do it. I'm not saying I'm. But if someone wants to do it, I mean, it's Jared's okay. idea.
Well, you
it's
hate freedom, so
that. No, what I want is the basketball player.
Yeah,
right?
You took it
again.
Too far.
We're trying to stay focused here. This is not about freedom. That we did that 250 years ago. We're
speaking
good.
Speaking of, I just put in my calendar the 2024th. Hugh opens Hugh's 401k.
It's going to be a great day.
Yeah, it is.
Like, either way, it's funny to me. Like, if you end up just walking out because you have plenty of money, you don't need to do work anymore. That's a great
story.
Yeah,
I want to see what that 401k
And if it's
like.
So low that you're pissed, to see that reaction on the screen would be great.
Yeah, I'm ready to see what that 401k going to look like.
Do you have I'm not going to ask you to say it on the air, but do you have a range of guests, or do you have no idea what it could look like? Because you
No, I got a range.
Okay.
I have a range.
Because you can check your 401k every day if you want.
Yeah, I got a range.
Yeah. Have you ever checked?
I haven't checked in about 4 or 5 years.
All right. Oh, but so you have – okay. You have like a baseline.
Yeah.
You think it
I have a base, so yeah. Okay. I want to see what that looking like. I want to see what it's looking like.
Yeah.
It might be decision day come Monday.
Monday the 24th, Hugh Douglas' decision. Does he walk out on us? Does he stay? Does he have less money than he hoped for? 215-592-9494. Live today. Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Monday night. Join Broads here live 6 p.m. for a special Home Run Derby broadcast brought to you by Budweiser with giveaways all night. All right, coming up, we'll get to everyone's phone calls here. Your pitches for LeBron James, the best one we hear today. And singing is encouraged. If you want to sing to LeBron, he's listening somewhere on his Odyssey app. So, best pitch we get to LeBron today wins the prize tonight. HBCU Swingman Classic tickets right here in Philadelphia at Citizens Bank Park. We'll talk some Phillies as well coming up. Scott Fransky joins us for a Fransky Friday up next on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FIFA World Cup is entering its biggest matches, and there's no better place to be, of course, than on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. And right now, the team that is leading the way in terms of percentage chance to win, France. They've been the team I've been on the whole time. Right now, they are trading at 40% to win it all. They have punched their ticket into the four teams left in. We'll see who's going to be there and join them today and tomorrow in the World Cup. A $100 trade on France right now to win it all pays out $238.75. On Kalshi, you're trading its peers in a live market, meaning there's no house. And as the probability changes, you can buy in and out of your position for unlimited time. Download the Kalshi app. Use code GIGLIO to get $10 when you trade 10. KALSHI. Kalshi, trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only, restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.